So for like the last two episodes,
yeah,
we've been
kind of messing with another podcast.
Yeah, and
the weird alphabet.
And
we may have gone too far.
Yeah, that last one might have been.
I don't know if we did
too
it wrong.
Nice or something.
I thought we were okay, but I know. We got. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Hello there. My name is Lawyer McLawyerstein, and I'm representing my client, which is the Weird Alphabet. Sorry, that's my other fellow lawyer.
Lawyer McLawyer.
And my other lawyer, McLawyer. We are Lawyer McLawyerstein and McLawyer. That's our son. Yes, thank you. That's my son. I brought him to work. Now, anyways, we wanted you to cease and desist upon making... I said cease and desist.
Cease and desist.
I said, well, they can go die as well. This is evidence. This is on the messaging. We are their lawyers. They're going...
We're going to get sued again.
We're going
to lose our other son.
They used to be called son and son, but we have to lose one of them.
And now it's in son.
And yes, it's in son.
And we're only going to have an end.
Are we
going
to get to the actual joke of this one now?
Just stop making your episodes or we will be forced to sue you.
And my client, my client has told me to read this specifically. They said that they will sue you. They'll take all your money. They'll sue you if you even look at them funny. They'll sue you. They'll take all your money. It's basically the same thing a few times. And then it says, ha, 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 ha. I'll sue ya. What y'all think of that? So, with that said, this is Lawyer McLawyerstein, Lawyer McLawyer, and son, saying, please, do not record any more of your episodes. Thank you. Goodbye.
So, I
sounds legit.
Guess it's an, yeah, that, so,
we should respond. So we're going to send them this.
Yeah. Let's try a better version of what we did last time.
I think we figured this out.
Weird Alphabet Smackdown, take two.
Oh yeah. Weird Alphabet. Apparently we were doing this whole thing wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're back to say a few unkind things to you.
Yeah, because that's apparently how this works.
So,
Michael Hunter, Arctic Ginger. Why are you so arctic, huh? You like ginger snaps? Well, Michael Hunter, we're gonna staple bagels to your face and then remove them with a pitchfork. Oh, yeah.
And David Spencer, I see you hiding over there in the corner. Be ready for us, cause we're gonna shove a red-hot cactus up your nose!
Oh, yeah! Andrew Frola, I'm gonna break into your house late at night and tie your mouth with a rag!
And you, Daniel, you don't even get a last name! That's how angry I am at you! I'm going to rip off your eyebrows, and I'm going to give you a... What?
Jeez. Colonic irrigation. Have you never heard the song?
I'm going to rip off your eyebrows and give you a colonic irrigation.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And all of you guys, we're going to remove all of your skin.
Yeah.
Wear your skin.
Yeah.
Over our own skin.
Yeah.
But in a really creepy...
The creepiest!
Oh, yeah.
So you take that to heart, cause on February 26th...
It's going down!
It's going down!
Yeah!
But Julie Brown!
Downtown!
Downtown! Like Macklemore!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
You're gonna go to a thrift store!
Yeah!
Buy some clothing!
Yeah!
Cause you won't have skin anymore!
Ooh!
You'll be cold!
That's not good!
We did that right this time, right? Mean. I really apologize if you hurt your feelings. Oh, yeah.
So, clearly, this is a mess.
We need to work things out.
We need to work things out. So, check out the Weird Alphabet podcast.
Yes, wherever you find our podcast, you can probably find theirs as well.
Exactly, on February 26th.
Yeah, we're gonna all hash this out.
We're gonna smack down, show up on their podcast, and
we'll be there.
See what we can do.
They'll be here, and yeah, we're gonna record together, and we're gonna hash this all out, and we're gonna be talking about the same song.
Yeah,
listen to theirs first, and ours will be airing a few days later.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Now, on with the normal show.
Buddies, poor old mom falls down off the roof, lands right on the lawn, face first on a rake. I hear they got it on the 17th take. That's funny. That's a kick in the crotch, and that kind of show, I can't watch.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovic.
Woo!
Yeah. What up, homie? Woo!
I don't know what we're doing now.
You don't know what we're doing?
Why'd you call me homie?
Aren't we doing a rap song?
I guess it's rap?
Yes, of course it's rap. It's MC Hammer. You can't watch this.
Okay.
I can't watch this. Neither one of us can watch this. It's a podcast.
That's what happens when we take our glasses off.
That's definitely rap. What else would it be?
No, I know. I know.
Oh, man.
I'm on the side that says MC is sold out.
Yeah, he used to be a soul singer.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. No, he just got too over commercial. I don't know. That was the big thing on all the Wikipedia entries on MC Hammer was like, hey, he was doing really good. And then he did too well. And so people were like, oh, you can't do well and be a rapper.
Well, he tried to be like a gangster rapper.
At one point, he went back. Yeah. Oh, it was weird. And then
very bizarre.
I think he's also a preacher somehow, too. Like,
yeah.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
But we're not really here to talk about MC Hammer.
We're not. We're here to talk about Weird Al Yankovic.
You can't touch this. We're talking about Weird Al's I can't watch this.
I can't watch this.
Off the deep end. It's so much fun to type in like the name of the song and then Weird Al in the Google to see what happens. Because it's like, I can't watch this, Weird Al.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I'm so sick of you, Weird Al. It's these weird.
It's like hatred of Weird Al. Yeah.
There's these weird sentences that just come
Google
up.
Google thinks you hate Weird Al.
Yeah, it does. It probably does. It also is giving me ads for the grapefruit diet now. And I'm like, I don't want to know about that.
Is that still a thing? Jeez.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, man.
We didn't even talk
it's
about
so last
the
week.
Actual diet.
I know, right? Well, I guess
that was probably good not to.
Yeah.
It's too late. Moving on.
Yep, moving on.
This is another one of those songs that was supposed to be a single, like White Stuff.
Uh-huh.
They printed up a whole bunch of CDs, and then they threw them out.
Huh.
And then John and Al found some in the trash can and like took them. So they're like super rare.
Wow.
Yeah. What I thought was ironic was that there wasn't a You Can't Touch This single either.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was a marketing ploy.
Huh.
Because then...
People had to buy the whole album. Buy
the whole album. And so the album increased in sales.
That's pretty smart.
It was.
Yeah.
MCM not that I ever, smart. I don't know if I bought maybe one single in my lifetime because I was like, well, but I want the rest of his music. Like,
right?
It made sense.
I didn't buy many singles either. I thought it was stupid because then I had to buy another one and then another one. Then it'd end up being more than the album itself.
Yeah.
If I liked them. Yeah.
I bought one. The only singles I can remember buying are ones where it was like a weird song that only was on singles.
Yes, or you knew that you would probably not like the rest of it because it's like a quirky song. Like,
oh, yeah.
The rest of the album's probably not going to be that good, but I kind of want this song. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought maybe five singles.
I think I can only consciously remember one.
Yeah.
It was Sesame's Treat by the Smarties.
Wow.
It was this weird like... techno Sesame Street theme song thing.
Wow.
It was pretty awesome.
That comes to
it was head. Also the theme to the Crazy CD show, I
cool.
believe.
I heard that was a great show. Mm-hmm. The one that I can think of that a single that I bought was by Whale.
Okay.
Hobo Humping Slow-Mo Babe.
Yep.
But yeah.
You hobo humping slow-mo, bitch. I can't get off. Yeah.
I bought that single for some reason.
That's probably
the rest of it
good.
I wouldn't like.
That's probably a good idea. Yeah, yeah.
That's the only one I can think of right now. I know there's been a couple others, but yeah, I don't buy singles very often.
Yeah.
Anywho.
That was fun. Anyways. I thought it was interesting that MC Hammer's song didn't have a single either. It was kind of fun. All right. Yeah. Where do we start?
I don't know. How about at the beginning?
Okay.
Move on from there.
Okay. So 6 billion years ago.
Oh, no. Wait,
the
wait.
Universe...
Jump forward a little bit.
All right. 5 billion years ago.
Oh, jeez. How about in the early 1990s?
Okay. MC Hammer had a song where he sampled the beginning of Super Freak by Rick James.
Yep.
He sang about not being able to touch stuff.
Yeah. I think it's a song about going to like a store with your mom.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I can't touch this.
You can't touch it. You break it, you buy it.
Exactly. Can't touch this. I want to touch this. It's a toy. Oh, it's shiny. I want to touch this. Mom's like, you can't touch that. That, and no, I don't think I ever really listened to the song. That's what it's about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez. That would be an awesome song. Though.
Moving on.
From the point of view of a toddler.
But Weird Al made it about television, so it wasn't food.
Which was probably
at least.
A better
it
idea.
It wasn't food.
Yeah.
And just complained about television like he normally did.
Yep.
He even on his Ask Al, I believe it was, at one point he was like, a fan even was like, hey, from your earlier work, I thought you liked television.
Yeah, it's a love-hate thing. It's either he's raving about TV or just like railing against it.
I think he's usually raving about like old TV.
Yeah.
And new TV he doesn't like.
Okay. Yeah, that does seem to be a...
I feel like...
Yeah, you're a theme of his.
Yeah.
The junk that's on now isn't as good as the aisle thing.
He's an old man.
Yeah. I Love Lucy. He's like, the Brady Bunch.
Kids these days with their crazy TV shows and their Netflix and chilling. Get off my lawn.
I like Jeopardy and the Match Game. Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Price is Right. He just likes things that he could have been on.
Yeah.
As a kid? I don't know.
He could have been on the Brady Bunch?
I'm sure.
Not the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch.
Woo!
Charlie's favorite.
Yes, mine. I mean, it's right up there with Gotta Boogie.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a couple episodes since I mentioned how much I hate Gotta Boogie.
It has. You're
okay.
Slacking off.
So he talks about a lot of things.
Yes,
I've got a
does.
Long list of things that he talks
All
about.
All right.
America's Funniest Home Videos.
Hey, can we do that thing where like you're listening to a commercial and like they have the addendum at the end where they speed up the guy's voice?
Nope.
No.
That's too much work. The Cosby Show.
And Roseanne.
Roseanne,
yeah.
Which is coming back.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Judge Wapner, who died a year ago in 2 days.
What? It took him two days to die?
In 2 days from this podcast,
when
he will have died. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
30-something, which I don't think I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Have you ever
either.
Like
because
it was something that like was for I think 30-something,
and we weren't, at
but
the
we
time.
Weren't at
Not
all at
close,
the time.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I feel like it's like, was it a half an hour? I feel like it might have been a half an hour.
I want to say it probably an hour. Seems like one of those type of adult drama, but they didn't really do that much back then.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a This Is Us of its time.
Yeah.
But not really.
Or like a more serious Friends or something like that.
Gilmore Girls.
There
you
go.
I don't know.
Probably.
Let's go with
that.
With slower talking.
But they were all yuppies, apparently, according to Weird Al.
Yes, yuppies.
Twin Peaks,
uh-huh.
Which is also
back.
Yep. The shows are either back or dead for the most part.
Or for some reason still on.
Yeah. Well, no, none of them are still on.
None of them are still on?
Technically, none of them are still on.
Well, People's Court is, but it's not with Wapner.
But it's not with Wapner, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And Siskel and Ebert are both dead.
Yeah.
And David Letterman is no longer on, technically.
He's on Netflix.
Well, but that's not...
Not the same.
The whole thing.
No.
And Arsenio Hall.
Nope.
No longer on.
He died.
He's not dead.
In 2 years from today.
Oh, what? What? What are you saying? Are you admitting to something?
I'm not admitting anything.
Don't do that to Arsenio. He's cool, man.
No, Arsenio will live forever.
Yes.
At least until he may come to America, too.
I also thought it was interesting that MC Hammer's first public performance of You Can't Touch This.
Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio Hall.
Yep.
And then they also mentioned, of course, HBO, Playboy, Showtime, and MTV.
They're all sort of still on.
In ways,
yeah. MTV's not what it used to be, but it's still there for some reason.
Somewhere. I don't know what the M stands. I think they finally changed it to MTV, not music television,
because
the M doesn't mean
anything
anymore.
It doesn't mean
anything
anymore.
Like what the rumors for like KFC always used to be, you know what I mean? Like, remember when they like... condensed their name a little bit more to KFC and everybody was like, oh,
they
have to
chicken.
Do that legally because it's not chicken.
It's pigeons. Exactly. It's Kentucky Fried Pigeons.
KFP?
KFP.
They also play clips from commercials, sort of. Some of them are voiceovers. Some of them
yes.
are recreations. Okay. Like
I've fallen yeah. and I can't get up.
Well, that's one of the ones that's Witches actually come back. Real. That one's real.
Yeah. Oh, that's the real one?
But she did, I believe, overdub it.
Oh, okay.
She came in.
Oh,
and
really?
Did it. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Because that's Edith 4.
Okay.
Yeah. But they
not
do.
Not Edith 3.
No. Oh,
it's no, the no, next no. clone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They cloned, they cloned Edith's... old ladies.
Oh, Archie.
Wow.
It was Edith. Oh, Jesus.
Is that how he's single in the second show?
Yes.
That he's on? She well, fell and couldn't get up.
She fell and couldn't get up. They killed her. Then when the cloning technology from I Think I'm a Clone Now came about, they cloned Edith, and the fourth one went on to make those commercials commemorating the death of the original Edith.
And the first three uh-huh. got together for that Wendy's commercial.
Yes.
Right?
Where's yeah. the beef? Where's the beef?
Okay. The real commercials they talk about.
Jeez.
Not the real commercial, but like yeah. the references are Energizer Bunnies.
Uh-huh. Keeps going. But
batteries.
And going and going. Still going.
Jif. Mm. Head and Shoulders, I think. Jif is the peanuts.
Yeah, I know.
Head and Shoulders is the dandruff one, I believe.
Okay.
Pantene, Palmolive, Crazy Eddies, uh-huh. Excedrin, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, yep. Life Alert.
Uh-huh.
This is Your Brain on Drugs, the PSA.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. This is Your Brain on Drugs.
And I believe the read it in a book or read a book or whatever uh-huh. it is from the Time Life Mysteries of the Unknown series.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So
yes.
So some of those weren't on the wiki. I actually did some research for
woo-hoo.
That. Yeah.
Good for you, Charlie.
Yay.
Yay.
So, yeah, Time Life.
Yes.
Mysteries of the Unknown is crazy.
I think so. I remember those commercials.
I started to go down that hole, and I was just like, no, can't.
Yeah,
can't
do that.
Can't
go all day.
The commercials are like, well, I couldn't actually find the commercial where they make they say that specific
line. What's the line again? I can't think of it right now.
It's read a book. It's in a book or, no, that's.
I read it in the book or something like that?
That's Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
The lines, read the book.
Read the book.
Yeah. Supposedly, it's in a commercial for it.
No, I'm pretty sure that's Dianetics.
Ooh, maybe.
I think it's Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard.
That works too.
I think that's it.
The other one's better though. I like the Mysteries of the Unknown.
I remember those goes. Commercials too, but
yeah.
They used to really hardcore those Dianetic commercials back in that day.
Oh, a mother.
It's in the book.
A mother feels an ache in her fingers at the same time. 3,000 miles across
yes.
the country, her daughter picks up a hot pan. Is it just coincidence?
Read the book. Oh, you might be right. Oh, it could be either.
It could be either. It could be either. This is the one that popped up the most
when right.
I reached.
I think you're right.
But I couldn't find the actual the one because
yeah.
it's actually the line read the book is actually in a conversation in a commercial that's for it. But there's like
right.
two people having a conversation about it. Not the first
right.
one that like opens up the whole thing. Yeah.
If you know, you can settle this argument. Call the weird line.
That's
302-72-WEIRD. I got it.
Yay.
302-72-WEIRD.
Finally, it's only taken 70 episodes or so.
Hey, all right. I can learn.
All right. Weird Al got some famous voice actors. Well, semi-famous. Marlene Aragon did some of the voiceovers. She was Synergy from Gem.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And the holograms.
Yeah, yeah. And some other... lots of other characters because
yeah.
you know how
none as good
are.
As that
Edith Ford, like we talked about uh-huh. for the I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, which is Life Alert. Deidre Gray, who did the voiceover for the Pantene.
Okay.
I think don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Ah, yes.
Neil Ross, who was Shipwreck in G.I. Joe and a whole bunch of other things.
Oh, cool.
And Beau Weaver, who was Superman, the voice of Superman in the 1989 animated series.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did he do? What
line? I don't know.
It's in the book.
Weird Al doesn't.
Is it in the book or read the book? Read the book. I thought it was it's in the book.
Read the book.
Read the book. Whatever.
Yeah.
Read the book. Read it.
Yeah. He actually kind of looks like that.
Yeah.
That voice. If
oh, yeah.
He's looked,
nice.
Yeah.
Military kind
of. No. Oh, sorry. I was thinking like country.
Oh.
The accent.
Read the book.
But I don't know. I don't know what they, other okay. than Edith, I don't know okay. which of those things, for the most part, they've done. Because Weird Al doesn't like separate them.
Exactly.
He's just like,
they're just in there.
Hey,
somewhere.
These things. But I mean, it was on the same page as like Nancy Cartwright was in Waterfalls. You know what I mean? Like
phony calls.
Phony calls, yeah.
She recorded it from a waterfall, though.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. It was surprising. They did real.
The sound quality was amazing.
I know. It was amazing.
What else you got?
That's about it. Other than the fact that MC Hammer's song was uh-huh. has been used in Age of Extinction and Last Night both of which are Transformers movies. And we all know Weird Al has been in a Transformers movie.
Small World.
I know.
Wow.
Like, not the good ones. I haven't seen either of those.
I don't think any of them are really good. The first one's all right.
We already talked about this.
I know, but anyways, enough about Michael Bay.
Yes, exactly.
Fantastic.
So those are the things. This song also came out the same year that Bruce Springsteen came out with a song about television. 57 channels and nothing on.
Sure.
57 channels and nothing. Never heard on. Of
it. Not a clue.
57 nope. channels.
Singing it's not going to help me. Yep, I don't know that song.
It's a weird song. I don't know why it was even played on airwaves.
I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen fan. I think I can maybe name two songs of his, and they both have the word Born in it, I think.
Okay.
Born in the USA and Born to Run. Yep. That's it.
Yep, yep.
And Born This Way.
Yep.
And Born Identity. I don't know. Those are all him, right?
And that song about South America, Borneo.
Borneo, what?
I don't know. Borneo in South America?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Jeez.
Rio Born Janeiro? No. Okay. No. So
Bjorn Borg.
I don't.
Bjorn Borg. He's a tennis player, right?
Yes, Bjorn Borg.
He was Bjorn this way. Bjorn to run. I've lost my mind.
So we're gonna end this episode. Let's talk about lyrics.
Yes, please.
Okay, you can go first.
Oh, can I? All right. Talking about six shows, there's America's Funniest Home Videos. I can't believe my eyes when I've seen the kind of stuff that wins first prize. Somebody's poor old mom falls down off the roof, lands straight on the lawn, face first, on a rake. I hear they got it on the 17th take. That's funny. It's a kick in the crotch. And that kind of show, I can't watch.
Do, do, do.
I did that by memory.
Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations. I like that. I'm going to say it slower than he says, but like near the end, it's awful. It's putrid. It's crummy. It's stupid. Going to throw my set away. Can't watch
That's
this.
A good one, too.
Like, I like that combination.
That's hard to say
stuff.
Fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nice. Those are our lyrics.
And America's Funniest Home Videos is still on. So there is one that's still on. Ha ha.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's still on.
No.
It is.
No. Is it?
It's now Alfonso Ribeiro.
Wait, what?
Yes. Carlton is now the host. The last two seasons. You didn't know that?
Is it played on like network television?
Yes. Still on ABC. Still, I think Sunday nights or Friday nights.
Oh, what happened to John Bianjo or whatever his name is?
John B. That's not his name at all. Bianjo?
What is his name?
The guy from Dancing with the Stars.
It's the same guy, right?
Yeah, that's not his.
What's his name?
Now I can't think of his name.
What is his name? Then?
I can't think of his name. It's not John Bianjo.
It might be. It's not. If you can't tell me what it actually is, it might be.
I can't think of it.
All right.
Oh, you suck.
Ratings.
Now I'm going to be thinking of that guy's name forever. This one, it's funny, but it's not one of my favorites. It's not great rapping. I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Okay. I'm giving it a 4.
What?
I liked this song when it came out. I would definitely play this song over and over again when I was a kid.
Obviously, I did too because I still memorized it.
Yeah, yeah. So unlike Grapefruit Diet, which I was just like, this one was like, okay, good.
We're
good.
Very opposite.
Got it. And it probably pales in comparison. Maybe I'll give it a 3.5 actually.
Uh-oh. Changing.
Well, because I realized then he does Eminem with basically the same subject and does that better.
Way better, yeah.
So, yeah, okay. Okay. In retrospect.
Yeah. That's the thing. But I think, other rap songs,
I think when it came out, I enjoyed it as much of his Eminem parody.
Okay.
At the time
yes,
it came
at the
out.
Time, I probably would have given it higher. Just compared to everything he's done since, it's good. It's just not top half of his catalog for
Ooh,
me.
Ooh, fancy.
So I'm going to have to go with a 2.5, go a little lower.
Okay. It's fine. You can contact us on Twitter, Facebook.
We didn't rate it. What we're giving. Between 1 to 5, I want to do Hammer Pants.
Hammer Pants?
Between 1 to 5 Hammer Pants.
So is it 2.5 Hammer Pants?
Yes. So,
or is it 1 1/4 of a Hammer Pants?
Because there's not the legs, it's the pants themselves.
But it's a pair of pants.
I hate English.
I learned this thing recently, though. For the most part, anything that's called a pair is because they're going over two of something.
Eh?
So it's a pair of pants because you have two legs.
Oh.
It's a pair of glasses because you have two eyes.
Right. Why isn't it a pair of shirts?
It's not a pair of shirts.
You have two arms.
It's one torso.
It's one hip groin area.
That's one hip groin area you got there.
No, there are two hips. What am I thinking? Okay, fine. Fine, you and your Vulcan logic.
It works.
Okay, sure.
It's just a weird, like, I don't know if it... I don't know if that's actually, it's got to be. It's almost, yeah. It's got to be. Yeah,
it's got to be. Sure. I'm sure there's something that's a pair that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook. Join our Facebook group. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We get to talk about stuff about Weird Al, especially as the concerts are about to start.
Yes.
We want to have a lot of discussion on that board about that stuff. You can also Instagram us, follow us on Facebook, and you can find us at calling us up. We already talked about it, but 302-72-WEIRD is the weird line. Tell us your favorite Weird Al song or favorite experience that you've had with Weird Al.
For sure.
Thank you.
Sounds great.
Good.
All right, we done?
Yes.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, can't watch this. I told you, I can't watch this.
You're gonna go downtown like Audrey!
Yeah! When your life's a mess, you go downtown!
Yeah! We're gonna be the dentists to your weird cameo by...
We're gonna feed your pigeons to Audrey too! Yeah!
Who's in that scene?
Steve Martin.
No, the other one. The guy he's operating on is a famous person.
Bill Murray.
There you go. Yeah.
We're going to be the dentist to your Bill Murray.
Yeah, but you're not going to enjoy it in a weirdly sexual way.
No.
No.
I forgot about that.
Apparently you did. Okay. That was a weird scene. I think he was getting off a little bit too much on the pain.
Oh, moving on. Oh,
yeah, you go downtown.
Really weird. I think you screwed this one up again.
I'm sorry.